USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days of partisan bickering, the huge coronavirus economic relief bill has passed the U.S. Senate.
Not a single senator voted against this $2 trillion rescue bill.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the bill that's now headed to the U.S. House, where it's expected to win approval tomorrow. President Trump encouraged by these developments.
We want to get back, and the people want to get back. We want to get our country going again.
The bill's to free up cash for businesses and send cash directly to individual workers. Many governors, especially Democrats, though, say it's not likely to do much to get the economy running again as long as the pandemic continues. Meanwhile, record-breaking 3.28 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. In recent years, in an average week, that number would be around 200,000. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The government reporting on the U.S. economy's performance in last year's fourth quarter. The figures show GDP grew at 2.1%, and that matches the growth rate for the third quarter of last year. The Trump administration continues to fault the Chinese government for not acting more quickly when the coronavirus first broke out there. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Chinese officials knew it was going to become a global issue, but they repeatedly delayed disclosing what they knew.
We tried, you'll remember from the opening days, to get our scientists, our experts on the ground there so that we could begin to assist in the global response to what began there in China, but we weren't able to do that. The Chinese Communist Party wouldn't permit that to happen.
Pompeo speaking after meeting with counterparts through a virtual G7 teleconference to discuss the global response to the virus. He added it was crazy talk from senior Chinese leaders who have said the U.S. brought the virus to China. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the Radio Listener Special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Still more on the coronavirus story, as all temples of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are now closed around the world as the coronavirus pandemic spreads. The first presidency of the church announcing the closure late yesterday, a move called temporary, although no tentative date to reopen has been included in the announcement. Two more states are telling their residents to stay home. Idaho and Colorado have joined nearly two dozen other states issuing lockdown orders during the pandemic. Six states and Washington, D.C. had already closed all non-essential businesses, and several other states like Texas and Florida have cities and counties that have issued stay-at-home orders. A doctor's group says pink eye could be an early warning sign of the virus. The American Academy of Ophthalmology issuing the alert yesterday stating that the pathogen can cause red, itchy, and teary eyes. People with allergies get the same symptoms, so they say you also have to watch for a fever and respiratory symptoms to know whether it's an allergy or possibly coronavirus. And with many Americans turning to fast food to stay fed during this pandemic, McDonald's announced it's pulling its all-day breakfast items off the menu to streamline operations. McDonald's saying it's going to focus on serving only its most popular items. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.